You're listening to Big Mouth Black Girl Podcast.
Let's get into some controversial conversations with strangers. I want to know what these people in the streets are talking about. Don't get mad at me. Get mad at the truth. This is Big Mouth Black Girl Podcast. You think I'm a whole bag? Please. Please be advised that Big Mouth Black Girl Podcast is intended for audiences that are 18 and older. Basically, this is a grown podcast. My podcast consists of profanity. We talk about controversial issues and topics. And yes, we talk about sex. So if you're younger than 18, you need to first ask your parents for permission. So for anybody who is listening to my podcast right now, who does not have any good vibes or any goodwill for listening to this podcast, but to try to ear hustle and try to use my words against me, let me remind you that I am an American. And as an American, I am covered under the First Amendment in the Constitution, which states that Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech. Okay, so I am covered under my First Amendment right to say whatever the fuck I want to say on my platform. The end.
I don't give a fuck.
I said what I said,
as
and
always,
I'm not changing on it, okay? I said what I said.
To Big Mouth Black Girl Podcast, and I'm your girl Kay. You guys, I'm so excited for this episode. I can't wait until you listen to this guest. I don't know if you've heard his music, but if you haven't, definitely listen to this podcast. And I need you to stop what you're doing. No, don't stop what you're doing. I need you to listen. But when you're finished listening, head over to Big Mouth Black Girl Podcast on my Instagram, and you are going to check out all of his work, his name. Go ahead and click on him, listen to his link up in his description box, and definitely be a part of the wave. I'm so excited to have Deuce Flame. Yeah. Boop, 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 boop. Y'all know I need a soundboard, so yeah. Boop, 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 boop. Flame Daddy.
Yep, exactly. I'm gonna need a recording of that. I need some new tags for my beats now.
You're not recording me saying Flame Daddy. I just wrote a record.
I'm gonna download it from the podcast. Yeah.
But I'm really excited. You guys, Deuce Flame is so fucking dope. I mean, he's all the way from H-Town, came all the way out here to LA, grinded from the bottom up, started building his listeners, started building his fans. And man, oh man, you guys, I'm just so honored to have this amazing artist and producer, Deuce Flame. How you doing, baby?
Man, I'm feeling real good. I ain't gonna lie to you. I do appreciate that introduction. You got me sounding real good to the people right now. So yeah, like she said, y'all go ahead and get this thing a listen. And when we done, y'all go check me out if you liking what you're hearing. But yeah, it's just I'm glad to be on the podcast with you. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Thank you. And you guys, listen up to the podcast because it's about to go down. So if you guys are new to listening, I just want to let you guys know this is my favorite segment. This is Count Your Blessings, Kay. And of course, this kind of stemmed from my YouTube channel. And I had like this huge following of almost, I think it was like 90,000 followers and viewers. And of course, I had to take it down because the Voldemort was lurking. Voldemort is baby daddy, okay? Nigerian Voldemort. but needless do I say, I love being transparent. I think it's powerful. I think it inspires others. We get a chance to know each other on a more deeper level, not just superficial. So what's been going on with you? How you been doing?
Man, you know, things have been kind of turning up for me. You know, when I first came down here to L.A. Back in the summer of 2018, you know, it was a brand new spot. I'm from the South, you know what I'm saying? So coming out to the West Coast, not really knowing anybody, had a couple dollars in my pocket, you know what I'm saying, and a whip. So, like, I just had to make that shit work, you know. Busting the Postmate, you know what I'm saying? That's the number one hustle for when you really just trying to make some bread out your car. I was doing that shit, you know what I'm saying? But I really had got into a car accident. That's what a lot of people don't know. I got into a car accident a couple months after being out here.
Wow.
Yeah, that shit kind of fucked me up because at that point, I had just settled down into my own little spot, like downtown. And then that little accident actually happened while I was out trying to make some bread. So that shit kind of hit my pocket a little bit because I didn't have my vehicle and shit. So, you know, a nigga really just been grinding, getting everything together, man. A nigga really just been in my bag these last couple months. I just dropped my album.
Nice.
And you know what I'm saying? In January, the last 6 months really just been an upward climb for me.
Headspace.
You know, headspace. You know what I'm saying? So, like, it's just really cool to really see how it been from when I first came down here to where I'm at right now. I done met a lot of people. I'm still networking, you know what I'm saying? I just had my first release party for my album on the 3rd of January. That shit was dope because they actually sold out on Eventbrite. So that was my first, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Shouts out to that shit, my first sold out show. So, you know, things have been really crazy for me lately, man. I've really been in a space where I've been very appreciative of everything that's been going on because there's not a lot of people that come out here and really just, first off, it's not a lot of people that come out here, period. Niggas really be scared and shit.
Right.
I drove out here, you know what I'm saying, not even really having a plan or anything, but I just knew that I was going to establish myself out here. So, like I said, man, it's just been a blessing. A lot of lately, I've just been really blessed and inspired, and I've been finding out that I've been inspiring other people. So, you know, that shit is really dope because at the end of the day, that's what I really be doing this shit for, us to be able to inspire somebody else to really do the stuff that they want to do, because at the end of the day, I do what I want, and that's how we really supposed to live life, you know what I'm saying? So
I feel you. And you know what's inspiring? I met you, and to be honest, I met you, like, I basically heard your music, and I felt your music. Shout out to Channel 310.
Oh yeah, the squad,
my
the goon squad.
Goodness, the goon squad.
For sure.
Oh my gosh.
Flame.
I went and I was like watching, because if you guys don't know, go ahead and go on to YouTube. This is a plug. Check out Channel 310. And they have like so many dope ass like events and so many dope ass like productions.
Mm-hmm. A lot of fire shows on there.
Not even just shows, but like they have their own comedy and it's the collective is so dope. They have a cartoon. Like, come on. Like,
shout out to my nigga Niles.
Niles is vicious. So it was like, it's so powerful to see the young crowd like us grinding and hustling despite having to not have like all this money. You know what I'm saying? It's easier if you have the money, you have the backing, and you can make shit happen. But if you have all the talent and you have a collective people that are working together and like putting you on, like they put you on their show, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was on a few shows, five, six of them.
Yeah, you were on a few of them. Yeah. I saw you on one of them. I was like, dope. This guy is so fucking dope. And then that's when I got plugged into your music. And then I was able to see you at your show. I also saw you on Instagram. So I see you. You're out here. You're working. And it's very inspirational. Like, I could feel the passion in your hustle and your love for your music and your artistry when I see you perform live. Like, that inspired me for real.
Well, damn, man, I appreciate it. Mm-hmm. I know that I'm not doing all this in vain. I know that people really feeling this shit. You know what I'm saying? I put a lot of my energy, I put a lot of my time, a lot of myself into my music. So it's just cool to really see that that's the response that I get from it. So
Of course.
I know, like, for me, there were a few songs that I was just vibing and feeling. Miss me. I know you miss me.
I've been in my bed. No cap. Like, I made that song. Y'all got to check that shit out. It's called Miss Me. It's on my album, Headspace. It's really a song because I was noticing that somebody that, like, one of my exes, like, she would just, every damn day, she would be on my story. She would watch my shit.
Lurking.
But she would block, like, right after she watched the shit. So,
oh,
like,
my gosh.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's been like that for, like, months. And it's damn. Man, I feel you. Like, I would miss me, too. You know what I'm saying?
Shit, I got a few exes lurking. Like, I done posted, like, a play video of me twerking.
Yeah.
To good looking good as hell. I had to take that mug down.
And then
you know, all my exes looking at you, now you say hello.
That's that weirdo shit. That's but, you know, I need all that. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I need that shit because that's the shit that make me keep making these dope-ass songs. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
These experiences that I really need to put that shit out there. Because, like I said, everybody got somebody that miss them. You know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah,
somebody out there
you
that miss you.
Yeah,
you getting on.
They gonna really miss you when you be on.
They
gonna be like, oh,
yeah, come on,
skirt.
Man. Skirt.
You get that Martin to
you
the
get
face.
That Martin. No cap. Yeah. All of that shit. So, yeah.
Oh, man.
I'm glad you fuck with that song. That's one of my favorites off the album.
Yeah, mine too. So, thank you so much. We're gonna get into more music. You guys, listen up. Check it out. We're about to figure out a little bit more about Flame, knowing a little bit more about his artistry, his music, and most importantly, I want to know about, like, the first songs and all that. Like, that's how I love learning about artists. Oh, I don't care about when they on. I want to know, like, their first shit, like, the first album. Did they scrap it? Did they throw it in the trash? What was it about? Was it, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So, let's talk about that. You guys listen up, because you know what? You know your girl is about to get into this fire.
Hey, I'm not discouraged, I was born with all this courage. I'm here to wreck some shit, I hope you got insurance, nigga. Don't ride no waves, cause I'm the motherfucking current. I'm not a waiter, but I swear to God I serve a nigga. I'm off this tank, ain't in no lane the way I swerve it. This shit I been through ain't no joke, it probably hurt a nigga. Mixing dope to push the folks, yeah, that's my purpose. They keep on asking why I do it, cause it's worth it, nigga. I see the songs that you be making, yeah, I heard it. Might need to get back in the stew, cause it ain't working, nigga. Ain't here to judge, but I'ma leave you with my verdict. These niggas clowns might need to hop up in the circus,
nigga.
Swag surfing, niggas. Only come together when you hurting, nigga. Wish we would link like this when we out hurting, nigga. Instead, we only link when we out hurting, niggas. Helen Keller, that's unheard of, nigga. Oh, you really for the people? Shit. Word up, nigga. I'm trying to eat like Roger Federer. Serve up, nigga. You ride the wave of your competitors. Surf up, nigga.
So, Deuce Flame, when did you pick up the pen?
The first time that I started writing music, I'd say like around 10 years old. Like, I've been doing this shit for a long ass time, and it's really deep because I didn't know that this music shit was in my blood, like in my DNA. Mm. My mama passed away when I was like 9 years old.
Wow.
That was a long little time ago. Mm-hmm. And shit was kind of deep because when she passed away, she died from cancer. So, you know, when it come down to that, it's hospital bills you gotta pay. You gotta pay for funerals. You gotta pay for a whole bunch of shit. I didn't understand that shit back then, but like looking back now, I understand that. And we had to move. We had to move back home to like where my granny from. Was she from Louisiana?
Aww.
So yeah, we moved out there. I'm like 9, 10 years old. Like I had to leave from like from my state, my city, all my friends and shit, and moved out there. And I ain't gonna lie, it was kind of tough. It was a little tough in Louisiana. You know what I'm saying? You know, Houston is something, but if it just seemed like in Louisiana, it's just real grimy, real dirty out there. So, like,
yeah.
But, like, the music was so real. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's when I really started getting into music, listening to music, because I was just around nothing but music. Listened to a lot of, like, I ain't gonna lie, I listened to a lot of Lil Boosie growing up. You know what I'm saying? And, like, in my spare time at home when I wasn't at school, I would be in the house, I'm watching music videos, I'm listening to music, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's really all I did, watch MTV Jams all damn day. So like, and then I heard that nigga Biggie, and I was like, oh damn, this shit sound fucking fire. My cousin mm-hmm. stayed across the street. I would go over there. He had a computer, and we would just freestyle on his computer. Mm-hmm. And I had one myself, and that's back when you can like download all types of stuff on like BearShare and LimeWire. You know what I'm talking about? Napster, all of that shit.
Yeah.
So I would always be downloading beats and stuff like that, and I would just be rapping, man. So. Yeah, it's like since like 2005, 2004, like that's how long I really been doing this shit. Middle school, we used to freestyle at the lunch table and shit.
Wow.
Like we used to always just be in class, and I had partners that was going to studios and stuff, really like making music. But like I was always on some like, man, let me figure out how to get this shit done. And I always had a computer, I always had like some type of laptop or something. So I would just be making shit on my laptop, man. I've been making my own music, recording music, putting it on the internet since like 2007, man. Like it's really been a long ass time. Like you can really go back and find a lot of music. I used to go by Deuce A, you know, cause there's two A's in my name. But then, you know, eventually it turned into Deuce Flame. So, like, yeah, like, just a long-winded answer for that goddamn question. I've been making music for a nice little minute.
What was your first song that you ever wrote? Do you remember your first song that you wrote?
Man, that's crazy. I can bring it back to, like, seventh or eighth grade.
Mm-hmm.
We had a talent show.
Hey! Yeah, shout out to the talent show.
And me and my niggas was like, oh no, we finna get on this shit. Like we finna hop on this shit. You know what I'm saying? So we had did a rap song to you remember that This Is Why I'm Hot.
This is why I'm hot. Oh my god, that reminds me of the A-Bay-Bay.
Yeah.
This is why I'm hot. The kiosk belt that you used to.
Exactly.
Had
your name going across. I had one of them. Don't even think I did. I had the silver one and I had the LED one. No cap. With the see-through forces. Stop playing with me.
I remember my Air Forces used to change colors.
Come on, man.
I don't know if you know, but they had like Air Forces that used to change colors. You guys, that shit was wild. It was like
you gotta get
purple
from,
on the outside and the peak when it's like no sun.
When it's no sun, you gotta get it from the middle of the mall. You gotta go to the middle of the mall to find these shits. But I damn near think I had one of them belts on when I performed, now that we talking about it.
Right.
But yeah, we had did a remix of that This Is Why I'm Hot, and like, yeah, that was like one of the first songs that I really just wrote with my partners. We used to go play basketball, and then one of my partners stayed like right behind the court. We would go over there, and his mom had a little office in the house. So we would go over there and bullshit, and we made a song called Looky Looky Here. Damn, I don't remember. One of them, those are my first two songs I remember recording. So Looky Looky Here was it was like a song for the women, like
Looky Looky Here.
You and my baby girl, I ain't tripping on the cash, I'ma buy you white pearls. Baby so sweet, kisses like vanilla swirls. Like, nigga, I'm like 12 years old.
Look
what
at
fuck
you
am I talking about?
Trying to sit there and try to woo the girls off.
Little fast ass, man. Sit your head down somewhere.
I like that you use art though. That's hot.
Not everybody was doing that shit. Like I said, to go back to how music was in my DNA. My dad, that nigga, he from like the Dallas area, from out in Dallas, Texas.
Nice.
And like I didn't meet that nigga until like 10th grade of high school. Well, 10th grade, and that's high school, you know, until like 10th grade. And I went out there and, you know, I kicked it with that nigga and he brought me back to the crib and he had a whole studio on his shit.
What?
Like he was playing me all types of stuff. Like clearly he was like just this big artist, you know, locally out in the city, and you know, he was in the streets and shit, like one of those street niggas. So like that's a big reason why, you know what I'm saying, I didn't really meet that nigga, you know. It get deep. My granny didn't really want me around him, and he was in and out of jail, shit like that. But like then I found out that this nigga, he make music himself, and he been making music all his life as well. So I was like, damn, that's why I do that shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, and my mama was a cold motherfucker too. Like, you know, so may she rest in peace. Like she was dope. Like she ain't take no shit. She was that bitch, bro. Like from all the stories I done heard, it's like, damn, I really got some fire ass parents and shit. So yeah, I found that out, and then like it's deep now, cause like I know him now, and we talking shit, but he can't see, he blind. You know what I'm saying? Like right after I met that nigga, like he went back to jail for like 4 or 5 years. So like I met him, and then that was it. I ain't really know much more about him for years and shit, but then he got out of jail and he was blind and shit. So it was like, now a nigga, like my mom passed away, my daddy, he's still here, but you know, he can't see. So it's like I really gotta do this shit. Like I really gotta be able to do it. You know what I'm saying? I gotta be their eyes. I gotta live this shit. I gotta really, really go find the shit that I really wanna do in life and make this shit worth, make all this shit make sense, because otherwise it wouldn't.
It seems like you went through a lot. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, your trials and tribulations compiled with, like, your family being a part of music became, like, your fuel to who you are to this day.
I would say, for sure.
And it's powerful, because oftentimes you listen to somebody's artistry, you want to know where they're coming from. Mm-hmm. You know, anybody can make raps, anybody can, like, you know, do a decent beat or whatnot, but if they don't have that passion and that fire and you don't know where it comes from, mm-hmm. you're not really going to know the artist, right?
For sure.
So I really appreciate you letting myself and all the listeners know who Deuce Flame is, like the nitty gritty. Like, most dudes want a cap and they want to be on Instagram or they want to put like all these hundreds or bands up. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, don't worry, I'm AKA best believe to rent I'm walking money. Around with some money on me. You know what I'm saying?
And you know, they want to go ahead and flex and stuff, but you don't really hear that artistry. You don't really hear like the good messages in the music. You don't hear like dope ass like lyricism or even like dope beats. It's just all about like quick catchphrases, right? Mm-hmm,
for sure.
And like a decent beat that makes people feel like, oh, this is hard. But people don't understand, like, nah, like we need somebody who comes from a background that's like, nah, I want to say a message, I want to, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying, change lives, I want to instill that flame in other people. And you definitely do that.
Care. Like I feel like I got that vibe of like your favorite cousin, like you know what I'm saying? It's like you always, anytime the holidays come around, you want to kick it with that nigga because he cool.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? He attractive. So anytime you go out, you know, like, you going to have a good time. You got to really worry about nothing. He funny, you know what I'm saying? I'm that type of person, you know what I'm saying? You can relate to me, you know what I'm saying? And I keep it real. Like, I'm just me, you know what I'm saying? And that's what people really appreciate. I've noticed that's what people appreciate is real.
Right, you know, and the age of, like, you know, and especially being in LA, a lot of people want to stunt and front, like, you know, they got all the shits together, and they this and they're that, and then, like, you know what I'm saying, you unmask everything, you take away the filter, you take away the makeup, you take away the weaves or whatever, you know what I'm saying, the fake dreads.
You know? Nah, for real, because you tug at that nigga hair, shit, it gonna be the... You know what I'm saying?
That nigga move his head too fast. You know what I'm saying? Feeling something, one of them dreads gonna fall right out.
Slip.
Okay. So it's good to see someone so transparent. And that's one thing that I love and I express on this platform is transparency and listening to the music and vibing. Mm-hmm. So you guys, we just got into it. Give us a second to get on a break. Let us get some water, because I'm definitely feeling this flame right now. Go ahead and listen. Go ahead and listen to this music.
Flying. Hey, trapped up, trying to get them bands in my black teeth. Love's come, I don't know a thing, but don't ask me. Pressure came, many niggas ran like a track meet. Goofy niggas always pop up like acne. Actually, I can only go for the cash beat. I was once broke down bad on my last week. Brand new coupe, two door, fuck a backseat. I don't play ball, but I ball like an athlete. I don't play ball, but I'm feeling like Kyrie. I done crossed over, little nigga, don't try me. Staying on my money, now I'm feeling like y'all me. My nigga got that check, so you better not foul me. NBA, nothing but some ballers all around me. Had to put the Civic up, I'm about to cop the Audi. Had to leave the bottom, cause the shit was too crowded. The hustle is for you, now my wrist is like a fountain.
So, I'm, like, intrigued, because I've looked you up on Spotify, and I've seen all of your albums, and I'm like, damn, you put in some hours. Mm-hmm. You put a few hundred hours. Oh, thousands.
Yeah. I would for sure say I put my 10,000 in.
Yeah. Easy. Yeah. Easy. And so, like, give us kind of like the rundown and the feelings and the vibes, because I love looking at the evolution of artists. Yeah, I like to know a little bit more about your evolution process. So give us kind of like the rundown.
Yeah. So like I said, I've been making music, for like putting music out to like 2007. Mm-hmm. So when I first started like rapping, everybody was listening to, of course, Lil Wayne. A lot of my shit was like Lil Wayne influenced, rapping over like his beats and, you know what I'm saying, just going in and just freestyling about shit that I wasn't even really living, but it sounded cool. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's where it started off. But then once I kind of got to like, college, that's when I really started going into, like, a different vibe with my music. Like, that's when I moved away from Houston, because I went to school in Waco, Texas. I went to Baylor University. Shouts out to us, because, you know what I'm saying, we at it again. Our football team went in. Our men's basketball number one, women's basketball number two. But hey. You know what I'm saying? But anyways, like when I got down there, that's when I really started meeting people from other parts of the world and like seeing new stuff. You know what I'm saying? You be down in Houston for so long, all you see is like Texas and the South and shit. Mm. You know, so that's when I started like learning about new music, listening to new shit, seeing new styles, and that's when I started to like have different influences. And I actually had access to the studio on campus, because in my major, I found a way to be able to use the studio on campus. All I need to do is take a certain class, and it's basically like, you know, like my own little class, and I can rent the shit out and be in there when I want to. I had 24-hour access to the studio on campus. So, like, that's when I was in there. I was learning Pro Tools. I was, like, damn near every day, every night on YouTube, learning how to make beats, learning how to do different stuff, wow. You know, trying different things. Like, that's when I really turned up. Like, I was going to school for communications, but, like, I was also getting a minor in film and digital media. So, all of that was in the same building. So, dope. That's when I really started to turn up, man. And I listened to a lot of East Coast music. You know, I got to college and I started listening to a lot of East Coast, a lot of real hip-hop.
Nas.
I was fucking with a lot of Nas. I was fucking with a lot of, you know, and then that's also when, like, Wiz Khalifa was kind of cool. You know, he's from Pittsburgh. And, like, you know, of course, I was fucking with Kanye. That's not really East Coast, but that's more on the eastern side of the country and shit. So, like, that's really where a lot of my influence was coming from. So I was big on the hip hop. I started kind of like sampling and, you know, mm-hmm. trying different things. And then, shit, man. That's really where, and
that's really dope. I'm always interested to figure out an artist by seeing the evolution process. And obviously you started by putting in your hours. Mm-hmm. Right, yeah, in school, sure. Right?
And I was in the studio all day, every day. Me and my partners, shout out to Higher Education, Come Up City. My record label is Come Up City. You know what I'm saying? That started way back in like 2012. You know what I'm saying? Like, wow. Shout out to them niggas. But yeah, we put in hella time in the studio. You know what I'm saying? I would get out of class at like 12:45 and would go in the studio and work on a song that I was recording the night before type shit. So yeah, like, shouts out to that time.
Wow. That's what's up. So starting off, obviously in the beginning, you said like your music was kind of like, you know, it kind of gave you a little Wayne feel, mm-hmm. right? And so now where have you found your ground and who Deuce Flame is today? Like, mm-hmm. how have you established that today?
So, like I said, yeah, Lil Wayne was my first inspiration, as far as, like, just my sound, my cadence and stuff like that. And then I really started getting into, you know, Kanye West, and that's what got me into my producer vibe. And then I started getting big on people like Currency, Wiz Khalifa. That's when I really started getting that's where I got like a lot of my cadence and a lot of my swag from, I would say is from them. And then, you know, my nigga Future is a big influence to my music as well. And I just found a way to take my Southern swing and like the my love for big, like big beats, big 808s, a lot of bass and stuff, and just find a way to add like a little bit of smoothness to that shit. So that's kind of like where I am right now, is really getting creative on the production side. Because when I started making beats, I didn't start making beats with the intentions of making beats for people. I started making beats because I needed beats for my damn self, you know what I'm saying? And it just, you know, I didn't have the money to pay for good beats, nor was I really just trying to fuck with other people's stuff like that, you know what I'm saying? So, like, I started making my own stuff. So that's really where a lot of my sound comes from, me just practicing on my own shit and really mastering my own craft. And I would say my sound is
I respect it.
It reflects that. You know what I'm saying? It reflects people I listen to. The Future, the ASAP Rockies, the Kanye West, you know what I'm saying? The Wiz Khalifa's, the Currencies. That's where my shit is from. You know, it's kind of dark, but it's also like it's smooth. You know what I'm saying? It's different. You got to check that shit out for sure.
I think that's dope because, you know, most artists, they're either a writer or like they make beats, like they produce the beats. It's like very few and in between do I find artists that do both, and they do it both really good. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you.
Because sometimes like you can hear like the artist's beat is like really sick, but then like the lyricism is like, you know, some ABC
ABC
type
1,
bullshit.
2, 3.
Yeah.
Headspace, all 16 tracks on Headspace, all produced by me. You know what I'm saying? I've been working on that album since 2017. You know what I'm saying? So, like, a lot of those beats are, like, from 2017, 2018. You know what I'm saying? Like, early 2019. Like, this has been a long time going. Like, I made the album cover. I drew that shit. I drew the album cover when I had dreadlocks. That's how much I spoke everything into existence with my damn album, you know what I'm saying? Because a few months later, I cut my damn hair, you know what I'm saying? Like, I recorded every song in the house, you know what I'm saying? With the exception of one track I recorded at my partner's crib and one track I recorded in San Francisco when I first moved down here. But yeah, everything else was just recorded and edited in the crib, you know what I'm saying? Like, not making no excuses for nothing, you know what I'm saying? So, like, that's really why I'm, like, today, I have so much knowledge. I mean, of course I can learn more, but I have enough knowledge to breed the confidence that I need to put myself out there, to really push my shit, to know that I'm a professional. So like, you know, it may be days where I'm feeling down, or I may want to act like I don't want to do something, but I can't do that shit. I got to keep that shit pushing, you know what I'm saying? And I got to put that shit out. So that's
and
where
it's,
I'm at.
It's that flame that you have, that passion that you have, that's like contagious, you know what I'm saying? Like, it starts a wave, it starts a fire. I've seen the fact that, even I've spoken to a lot of people, shout out to Kidzani, aka Kudzi, plug, super dope artist too, can't wait to have you on the platform of Big My Black Girl podcast. He was like, man, I fucks with Deuce Flame.
Yeah,
I remember when he first came out and I've seen him now. This nigga's blown up. Like,
was in one of my first music videos when I came out here. That shit crazy.
Right. Yeah. And that's dope. Shouts because out. Like, they show you love. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like, the artists out here actually fuck with you, show you love. I know Channel 310, shout out to them again. They come out to your shows all the time. They shout you out. They show you love.
Yeah.
Like, it's all about building up that community and actually supporting dope ass artists, because there's some booty ass artists out here, you guys. Some whack ass artists out here, and they're like making music that, man, I'm like, man, this don't make no fucking sense.
Come
how
on.
You have so many followers, how you have racks, and you just don't make no motherfucking sense.
You know what I say? You know, I see the songs that you be making. Yeah, I heard it. Might need to get back in the stew because it ain't working, nigga. Ain't here to judge, but I'ma leave you with my verdict. These niggas clowns might need to hop up in the circus, nigga. Like, come on, bro. These niggas don't really be on that shit. You know what I'm saying? You got people that got the rah-rah going on. They flashy. You know what I'm saying? They're in the studio smoking hella blunts. They got the lean. They got the bitches.
That lean is fucking shit up.
I done been on the other side of the pictures, though. I done been in the studio with niggas that done fell asleep an hour into a 12-hour long studio session because niggas is too fucked up, or niggas, they don't really want to get in the studio because their egos is too big for themselves. So, you know, it's a lot of reasons why a lot of stuff don't work with a lot of artists, you know what I'm saying? So I just try to make sure that I'm doing what I need to be doing so that when I come across other artists that have, you know, the same mindset, everything just click. Like, we both been working on our shit. The foundation is laid, you know what I'm saying? We going. It's boom. We know what we want. We know what we like. We know what our sound is. We know what our intentions are with our music. Yep. It just makes it so much easier to work with other artists. You know what I'm saying? Whether it's a producer, an artist, somebody in PR, a photographer. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You know, I might be hard to work with, but if you know how to work with somebody, it's cool because I know what I want. Most people just can't work with me because they're not used to such a, like, strong personality. So, like, that's just what happens when you know yourself. You know what I'm saying? You know what you got. You know what you're capable of. You know what I'm saying? You set the bar and you know what you want and you know what you don't want. So
it's dope. And, like, you're not just a person who just, like, also sets the bar. You're very humble, too, because, like, our discussions off of the podcast, mm-hmm. you've been nothing but genuine, and you've been, like, extremely, like, hospitable, and you're sweet, and you're humbled mm-hmm. as fuck. And, like,
yeah, that's that Southern humble pie. You know what I'm saying?
And I love the fact that, like, you're willing to work with other artists. Because there's some people that I'm like, yo, you should work with this artist. Or, you know, I just give, like, little feedback, little gold, mm-hmm. golden nugget of knowledge or something. And they're like, I'm me. Like, you gonna say this nigga not coming on my track. I built up my 16,000 followers. Woo, woo, woo. Yeah. They're like,
Niggas are afraid to really lose what they got. You know what I'm saying?
But 16,000 followers versus, like, building up, like, a TDE and SOB type situation. Like, come on.
That's the bigger picture. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people don't see that bigger picture, man. So, you know, it's cool that people do that because we have stories to talk about and we get to talk about them niggas and shit. But in our reality, like, it's way bigger than your self-pride. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, a lot of people are really afraid to set themselves up next to the next person because they don't want to be overshadowed or they don't want to be found out as a phony and shit. So it's like, you know what I'm saying? Just keep that shit G, keep it 100. It's going to be easy for you to mesh in and really get along well with any other artist or anybody that you're working with.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. So, man, I just really like vibing with you. You guys, listen to Deuce Flame. Matter of fact, we're going to go ahead and play a song right now. This shit is so lit, and I'm feeling the flame. I know you guys are definitely feeling flame, so listen up.
Miss me. I know you miss me. You can miss me.
To your album release party, that was so dope.
That shit was a vibe for sure.
Oh my gosh, the world needed to see that. That shit was so dope,
man. Thank you.
And I'm wondering, like, where would you like to perform at? Would you like to perform at, like, a big studio? Would you like to be an opener? Like,
I would really, and like I said, thank you for for pulling up to my event. I really want to get into, kind of break into that college crowd, man. Like, I think that's people I can really connect with. I went to school. I went to college and shit. It just be dope to go there, like, spread my knowledge, you know what I'm saying? Spread my music, spread my shit with them because it's really stuff that they can relate to. I was there, you know what I'm saying? I was out there doing shit I ain't had no business doing and then trying to wake up the next morning to go to school, you know what I'm saying? Trying to keep that damn GPA up for my scholarships and shit, like, all of that stuff, man. But at the same time, trying to make sure that I still be myself and not lose myself in that whole college world, man. So, yeah. Like, really just being able to go out there and get my vibes and, like, shit, these young adults to people, like, 20s and my age and shit, you know what I'm saying? They gonna definitely rock with my stuff, you know what I'm saying? So, that's where I want to get into, like, really just hitting up these colleges and breaking to those stages, man. That shit would be real dope.
I think you will definitely be an inspiration to a lot of college students because there's a lot of college students on campus right now, like, building small, like, studios in their dorm room or, like, mm-hmm. you know, going to their, if they have a studio on campus, they're going to the studio, too, and doing the same thing that you were doing. And you can inspire them and, you know, they can understand, like, man, you could do it. So I think you would be a dope, like, dope.
For sure, like, I... I really want more schools to have some type of course where a student can be by themselves and have access to all the resources on campus and basically have their own project at the end of the semester, because that's basically what I did. I would have a semester where I had to show my professor at the end of the semester that I can make a song or do a music video or something like that, and then I show him the finished product at the end of the year. Wow. And it's just so dope, because in between all that, I had access to the studio. I had access to the TV studio. If I needed cameras or anything, I can rent it out, like all types of stuff. Like, these are the type of things that that artists that go to colleges, even if they're not inside of some type of art program, they should have access to, because it really allows you to get that creativity out. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Everybody has their own avenues of getting their creativity out. And if that's music, it's really not that hard. You start building a culture of music on the campus, you'd be surprised how many people come out and really start coming together and working with each other. So that's what want to, you know, start getting going on with these different schools and stuff. Really try to push that memo.
That's dope. And you know what's dope too is like the fact that music is, it can be used as a coping skill, right? Mm-hmm. So a lot of people don't understand, like, when you go through things, like, you know, you mentioned your mom and your loss with your mom and everything. And mm-hmm. I really do appreciate you talking about that, because that's really comes close to home. That's your heartstrings right there, you know?
For sure.
And so you writing from that perspective and talking about openly and transparently about your dad and, like, that, you know, trying to understand and build a relationship and also dealing with everything you're going through. And you're so strong, and you use music as a way to cope with everything.
For sure.
It's like your coping mechanism. And that's very important. A lot of people don't know that, like, that's within us, mm-hmm. you know, as people, that's, like, ingrained in us, is that music, is that rhythm.
Yeah.
It goes all the way back to
our ancestors been on that, man. Know? Like, That's why it's really easy for us to be creative, man. At the end of the day, we all creators out here, dog. Like, whatever you want to do, whether it's music or if you want to be the best person riding on a bicycle or a doctor, mm-hmm. whatever, man. Like, that's all creative stuff. Just tap into that energy. You know what I'm saying? So,
and stay focused.
Stay focused.
No matter what happens, you know what I'm saying? You've had a lot of setbacks. And
for sure.
I'm just very thankful that you still push throughout that. You know, I know I talked on this podcast that I was in the damn closet recording while my kids were sleeping and taking naps. Mm-hmm. But I wanted to do it, and I wanted to make sure it was done. And no matter what, even if you're in the process of still learning, mm-hmm. still keep honing in on your craft. Still practice. Still put in that work, mm-hmm. right? Because at the end of the day, if you have that passion, if you have the willingness to tap into that talent, you're going to be successful. You a man. I can't wait to see you perform on the campuses.
Man, it's going
to
be dope.
Hey!
No, man. Like, we Deuce, saying this flame. Shit out. Coming to flame. A college campus near you. Flame.
Flame, daddy.
There you go. I'm taking it.
No, you're it's not. Well, thank you so much for coming out. And I really, really, really appreciate you. If you guys... This is the closing of the podcast, so give yourself a second. I don't know if you're driving or not, but I need you to talk to Siri or something and go listen to Deuce Flame, okay?
Hey, Siri, can you play the Headspace album by Deuce Flame? Oh.
Sure. Here's Headspace by Deuce Flame.
Oh, shit. I forgot. I got a house full of Apple products. That shit really started playing. That's deep. But yeah, it's as simple as that, man. Go check that shit out. Headspace is everywhere, man. It's Deuce Flame.
And definitely reach out to me, you guys. I can't wait. Hopefully, you guys are going to come out to the shows, because I know he's going to be definitely out on the campuses soon.
They're going
to
be there.
Definitely.
They got to be there.
And you got to be there, because you got to get this flame. You got to get this Headspace work. So thank you so much. I'm excited, you guys. Listen up, because this shit is so fire.
Headspace.
Miss me, I know you miss me, you can miss me. Shit. Man, it's funny how everything happens, man. Everything goes around full circle. It's flying. Hold on.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.